What's up, Enter the Shell, Guadalajara Joe? Got my beautiful dancers all the way from Paris, France. Here we go. What's up, baby? I love your style. Let's go to my place and we'll get buck wild. I got a few tricks up my sleeve. I'll show you magic that you won't believe. What's up, baby? I love your style. Let's go to my place and we'll get buck wild. I got a few tricks up my sleeve. I'll show you magic that you won't believe. You're so fine. You blow my mind. But spend some time. A meet you can't climb. You're so fine. You blow my mind. But spend some time. A meet you can't climb. Saw you at the market near the frozen foods. You made me melt and it felt so good. You sent shivers straight down my spine. And my new goal was to make you mine. I winked at you, you winked at me. I said I love you and you said, oh please. I bought you lotion and fresh whipped cream. You bought bananas and an Us magazine. I walked you home, I wished you good night. You whispered, let's go to your place, to both our delight. I gave you piggyback all the way. Made it there safely, now it's time to play. Mary's far, wondering why. So far from dry, what you gonna do? Those mirrors are far, wondering why. You're so far from dry, cause I'm tasting your pie. What's up, baby? I love your style. Let's go to my place, we'll get buck wild. I got a few tricks up my sleeve. I'll show you magic that you won't believe. What's up, baby? I love your style. Let's go to my place, we'll get buck wild. I got a few tricks up my sleeve. I'll show you magic that you won't believe. You're so fine, you blow my mind. Spend some time, I mean you can't climb. You're so fine, you blow my mind. Spend some time, I mean you can't climb. All right, End of the Shell.
And I'm joined by Guadalajara Joe, which, by the way, you could find on the internet and just search for Guadalajara Joe, and there you'll see him. The song that you just did, Buck Wild, one of my favorites, and you are actually giving that out on your Bandcamp as a free download.
Yes.
So that's awesome. I'm actually going to put that on the show notes so that people can just download that directly.
Awesome.
It's been a very interesting few years for Guadalajara Joe. I actually went on that Bandcamp, and like I said, I'll have all the show notes there so people can go there. I saw that there was a 3-year hiatus in between that album to this latest single.
Yeah, it's just like organic. When I'm feeling it, I put songs together, and when I'm not, then I go to the beach or do whatever.
Now, this Buck Wild video that you did,
yeah,
I really liked it.
Cool. That was fun to do.
I really like the opening shot of it, which is like the black silhouette. And you.
Oh, yeah. That was all in Venice Beach. We shot that in, I think, January, my buddy Pablo. Actually, shout out to Pablo. He was on his way here today, and he fell on his skateboard and popped his collarbone, so he's in the emergency room right now.
Holy cow.
So Pablo Espada, he shot that. He put all that whole video together. He's got mad skills.
Very mad. And you have mad skills because I saw you rollerblade.
Not much of a rollerblader, but I figured I'd experiment and try it out, and it worked out pretty good. Got a little tired at the end.
It really seemed like you knew what you were doing with all the moves, or was that just edited?
Somehow landed some tricks, and then I didn't land tricks, and those are in the video too. But basically, we drove to Santa Monica. We rented a set of rollerblades for an hour or two and then just shot the video. And then this girl wanted to be in it, Anya from Canada. And so if we put her in the video, she's like, what are you guys doing? We're like, oh, we're doing a music video. And so I had the song on my iPod and just played it for her. And she's like, yeah, I want to be in this.
And she was dressed exactly like how she was. That was not premeditated.
That was just her doing her thing. She was just out there
doing the whole Venice Beach, scene.
It really worked out. Like, I'm like completely shocked. I thought that was all that was like premeditated.
No, it was all just came together somehow. We just went out. We're like, let's just rent some rollerblades and see what we get. And it just came together.
Is that kind of like the way you go at doing videos? Is you just wake up and you say, okay, I'm going to just do something, and then you just go?
That's usually how it works. Usually the videos are spur of the moment. And that's how they've always been since I started doing the Guadalajara. I always did videos in high school and grade school. It's taking like parents' VHS recorders and whatnot, just making stupid stuff. So it's pretty much just doing that, but you're older now. It's just another step.
So
another level.
Had this idea of being an entertainer always been in your mind, or was this something that you just one day you said, you know what, I'm tired of working the 9 to 5. I just want to go out and make people smile.
Yeah. Well, basically where it came out, I was always doing video stuff, and then like behind the camera and then following bands around doing, you know, with different bands. And then I said, hey, I want to try it out. Sounds like, you know, just wanted to branch out and do something new. Can I give a shout out to my dancers?
Please do.
All the way from Paris, France, we have Estelle and Julie. They're excellent dancers, as you could see in the first track there.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a real quick break. And we're going to have more with my guest, Guadalajara Joe. But we are going to hear another great song by you. And this is going to be Rump Quick. All that coming up next right here on the End of the Shell show.
All right, this song's called Rump Quick. How you guys feeling? Well, it's a 6.9 off the Richter scale. Bust his fucking moves and you never fail. You're looking so fine, baby, be mine. That fanny in my face, definition of a great time. Now we're doing the Lombada. I attack that booty like the Spanish Armada. But it's nonstop jiggles, and we both start to giggle as you tickle my pickle. And you can feel it getting bigger. I suck your earlobes as you pull my trigger. People say get a room. Then we zoom, zoom, baby, in a boom, boom, boom. Rump quake, shake and bake. Making good love is a give and take. You don't think so? Yo, Canosco. If you want to get noticed, shake your muffin on the dance floor. Rump quake, shake and bake. Making good love is a give and take. You don't think so? Yo, Canosco. If you want to get noticed, shake your muffin on the dance floor. Now I want to feel your aftershock. I'm an ill pervert. Think about that crotch. I was born with a sick mind. Let me sniff that boss and scratch that behind. Gonna make you mine. Funky fresh sexy breath, let's share some wine. Feeling oh so groovy. No clothes on, making moves in the hot tub. Power pops it to the jets. And when we knock in boots, we both come correct. Get a little too loud. Then the neighbor at the fence yells, cut it out. We tell him STFU. Cause we're rump quaking, baby, making love typhoon. Rump quake, shake and bake. Making good love is a give and take. You don't think so? Yo, Canosco. If you want to get noticed, shake your muffin on the dance floor. Rump quake, shake and bake. Making good love is a give and take. You don't think so? Yo, Canosco. If you want to get noticed, shake your muffin on the dance floor. Now I want to feel your aftershock. I'm an ill pervert. Think about your crotch. I was born with a sick mind. I want to sniff that boss and scratch that behind. Gonna make you mine. Funky fresh sexy breath, let's share some wine. Feeling oh so groovy. No clothes on, making movies in the hot tub. Private pops it to the jets. And when we knock in boots, we both come correct. Get a little too loud. Then the neighbor at the fence yells, cut it out. We tell them STFU, cause we're rump quaking, baby, making love typhoon. Rump quake, shake and bake, making good love is a give and take. You don't think so? Yo, Canosco. If you want to get noticed, shake your muffin on the dance floor. Rump quake, shake and bake, making good love is a give and take. You don't think so? Yo, Canosco. If you want to get noticed, shake your muffin on the dance floor. All right, that's Rump quake.
Oh man, that was great. That was the ladies, by the way, you totally killed it. Not saying that the last one you didn't kill it, but this one I was really feeling. I love the outfits too. Better outfits this time, as crazy as that sounds. And Guadalajara Joe, I'm loving the Speedo.
Thank you. It's my brother Armando's.
Do you and Armando share Speedos?
Is that like a we do now. It's washed, so we're not sharing juices.
I know you write and perform all your music. Tell me about coming up with dances. Are those spontaneous as well, or are those premeditated?
It's pretty much premeditated from what I've seen with BBD, ABC, Boyz II Men, pretty much the whole East Coast family.
They never skip a beat.
I'd see their moves, and then they get ingrained in my mind, and then I would... That's what I bust out is those kinds of hip hop moves.
So it's like your homage to that genre, that style.
Exactly.
Have you ever met a girl with a big butt and a smile?
Yes, I have.
Was she Poison?
Yes, she was. Yes, indeed. Always.
Here's the thing. Like we were saying before, I dove into your catalog, and I noticed there was this really cool reoccurring theme that you're getting these really good musicians to come in and guest on your work.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, I'm friends with the band ALO, and so I get them on. Like my buddy Zach was on a song, Trippy Land, doing some ukulele. And my buddy Steve plays bass, and I need to get more people involved. I have a new song called Pump That Christmas. It's going to come out for the holiday season. And Zach's on that one, and also my friend Gavin, she's going to be singing on it. So look out for that in probably November or so.
And now how does something like this happen where you do get all these people? Is it the bulk of the time your friends, or are these people that hear your music and say, oh, I really want to work with you?
It's mostly friends, but I'd like to reach out. I need to reach out to more people to get more people going on different future tracks. A lot of the new stuff is with Darian, who's over on the beats. We've been putting a lot of songs together.
Who's not wearing a Speedo, by the way.
He is not wearing a Speedo.
You'd have been killer with a Speedo, I'm just saying.
Right. He has a lot of...
I used to be a competitive swimmer, but I left my Speedo at home.
You retired it.
Yeah. Well, we were just at the London 2012 Olympics competing in swimming.
I knew it. You were in the infamous lane 8, right?
Yeah, we're dragging off of everybody.
Yeah. I knew I noticed that Speedo.
Well, we do the individual medley, and Matt does the breaststroke.
Okay, so, yeah. As he should. Yeah. Being from are you from Guadalajara, by the way?
No, I'm from Northern California. From Hayward.
Pretty close.
Yeah, well, I'm my ancestors are, some of them are Spanish, and there's a Guadalajara in Spain, so that's where Guadalajara originates. That's the original Guadalajara's in Spain, and then it came out to Mexico.
Because I think that would be like the ultimate like video of you in Guadalajara. Doing a song.
I can make that happen. I just need to motivate and do it. It's not out of the question. It'll happen in the future.
I like that.
I assure that.
You seem to just conjure up things and then do them. Tell me about this mentality that you have where it seems like you can accomplish anything.
Kind of. I just like whatever I'm feeling, just go for it, you know. That's pretty much the way it goes. If you're feeling it, do it. If you like it, go ahead and go for it.
What I like about you is your creativeness. I saw this really cool thing, and I don't know if you discovered this tasty treat or not, but I'm talking about Hornsby's.
Oh, yeah, Hornsby's.
Did you make that up? Or
I did make it up, yeah. That's I was going to try to pitch it to Nabisco. It's a new snack mix with Bugles, banana chips, and churro-flavored Bugles.
It sounds healthy, and I was trying to go and find some.
Oh, it's not on the market yet. I haven't had any pitches yet. I've been trying to call up Nabisco, but they haven't returned my calls.
Well, I was trying to find Bugles, and where I live, they don't sell Bugles.
Oh, they don't sell Bugles?
No, not where I live, in the San Gabriel Valley. So, you know.
Right.
And I couldn't find even the cinnamon ones.
I think they have them at Rite Aid.
A Rite Aid?
Yeah, Rite Aid has Bugles, or maybe Costco.
Have you developed any other like tasty treats?
I have a new treat. You want to hear what it is?
Yeah, totally.
When I was camping, we didn't have s'mores. You guys know what s'mores are? It's the graham cracker with the chocolate and the marshmallow. But we didn't have that. What we had were chocolate chip cookies and bananas. So what you do is you take a banana, you put it in between a chocolate chip cookie, smash it, and then you put another chocolate chip cookie on top, put it on the fire, roast it, and it's the tastiest treat. I don't even know. I forget what we called it, but it's a chocolate chip banana sandwich.
You're a brilliant man.
it's really good. It tastes better than s'mores, I think.
Guadalajara Joe is a man ahead of his time. Now, we do have an open mic, and some people did come out. If there's a question, feel free to walk up to that mic. You can ask him anything.
Should we introduce the other dancer, Julie?
Oh, yeah. Did we not get to her? I'm sorry. Julie.
No, we have not. Julie's also from Paris.
What's up, Julie?
Hi, I'm Julie, and I say, bonjour, Paris.
What does your tattoo say? I see, not that I'm like really looking at your chest all the time, but I see that there's something, some words right there.
It says that the dancers are the athletes of God.
It is true. Tell me about dancing and what made you want to become one? Because you could easily be a model.
Yeah, I have been dancing for almost all my life, and it's more than a passion for us. It's like a way to live, and that's it. We live with that every day. Sometimes it's hard, but it's the best thing ever for us. So.
Awesome. Yeah. You really seem like you were enjoying just grooving to the sounds of music.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. That's well, true. Thanks for stopping out. We had a question. All Jose, right. What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to ask what's your goal? You know, a world tour or, big record or, what's the show is pretty eclectic and I love what you're doing,
Cool.
And
have you been
kind
to
of
any
a party feel, right, but also right. There's music and stuff, but what's your main goal, with the project?
I figure I'm just going to keep doing it as long as I can do it and not really try to get somewhere really like a short thing. Just keep it more of a long-term kind of go through and just keep having fun.
Get your fan base.
Yeah, not try to be like, oh, I'm going to have a number one single next year or the year. Just like keep doing stuff when I'm 50 or 60. I feel like I still want to be performing when I'm 70 or 80.
That'd be cool.
Totally. Like seriously, totally. Like, I think it'd be fun to keep doing it. And
but I wanted to ask
out.
You, if you do get a chance of a world tour, how would the show be? Can you envision?
Oh, yeah. Well, I like doing the small shows, like maybe a size like this that's, not too many people, very intimate. Those are my favorite kind of shows. But I do bigger shows, like on bigger, in front of bigger audiences. And I could do something with a big stage. Like I saw Roger Waters at USC a couple months ago, and I kind of had a vision. It would be funny for Barbie's Got a Big Booty, have a big butt, booties come
be
out.
Cool.
And have a track where I'm rollerblading all around, like Starlight Express. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that play. I don't know.
Sure.
But it's just on rollerblades and like a whole musical, it's like a full-on show, or like take it to Vegas or something. I went to Vegas a couple months ago, and it could be like a Vegas show. So I'm kind of toying with that right now, but I don't have any like set goals. I kind of just like want to do it all, but take it really slow.
Cool, man. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
As I was diving into your catalog, I noticed there was one thing that not necessarily was missing, but one thing, I don't know if you're going to evolve into this, mm-hmm. which was, I know you have kind of an affinity for Rick James.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for
and sure. And the first song that you did, Buck Wild, uh-huh. it was a little Rick James-esque, but it was more like techno-funk.
Right.
Have you ever thought about making Guadalajara Joe just kind of like a Rick James album of just straight like pure funk?
Yeah, well, I feel like my last one I did in 2009, which was Mr. Bling Bling, was kind of just going in that direction, like James Brown, Rick James, because I study them a lot, just like going on YouTube watching their live performances, like that Rick James song 69 times when he's dancing on the stage and the girls are all on the steps. It's like a stage. And just like studying those two performers because they have great live acts. And I feel like that is my priority, is to make a great live act versus just studio recorded songs. Because just doing the whole live thing is really fun. Bring it out to people.
Is that what you, then secondly, do you focus on the music or is it more about the presentation?
Yeah, well, I do the music too, but all my music is really lo-fi. Like, I don't really go in. Of all the songs I've done one that were actually, I went into a studio and did it, like, professionally, and that was, like, my first song. And the rest, I'm like, oh, let's do it, like, at my place on my computer and just do it really lo-fi.
Do you feel that's more of, like, a home field advantage for you? Do you feel more creative when you're like that?
I don't know. I guess it's just, it is what it is. It's just, I guess this is more convenient. Because you don't have to, like, schedule stuff and sit in there and all that kind of thing. Another thing that I've noticed is I've witnessed other artists, like hip-hop artists or whatever, they write it, their stuff in the studio, and I always have my stuff already written out and, like, memorized. So I just come in, like, whenever I record, just, like, go for it, do the takes, I already know the song, that kind of thing. So that's just the strategy I do.
By the way, I came dressed as, you know, for you. This is my Guadalajara outfit. What do you think?
Awesome.
Right?
Great. Yeah.
Put some thought into it. I was like, hey, Guadalajara Joe's coming in.
Yeah. Another song here?
Right? Okay, I'll tell you what. We are going to do another song. And by the way, we brought an enchilada for you.
All right. I love enchiladas.
In honor of the next song, which you're not going to do. You're going to do that later. But can we do enchilada next? Would that be
a part of the song we're going to do?
We were going to do Barbie.
Oh, yeah, Barbie.
But, you know.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
We have the enchilada. I'm looking at it. I figured, hey.
Yeah, let's do it.
Might as well do it.
We're going to do a little medley. It'll be enchilada Armando.
Okay. And then afterwards, we're putting Guadalajara Joe in the celebrity corner. All that coming up next right here on the End of the Shell show.
What you want? The whole enchilada? Who you think you are, Eric Estrada? Buenos dias with your big old entrada. Old school style, like the manicotta. What you want? The whole enchilada? Who you think you are, Eric Estrada? Buenos dias with that big old entrada. Old school style, like the manicotta. Sunday night, time for enchilada special. Taqueria Rosia surpasses the threshold. With rice and beans on the scene. It's muy bien if you know what I mean. Enchilada. You all think that I'm gonna order enchilada. You so darn tasty, you taste the enchilada. Enchilada. You all think that I'm gonna order enchilada. You so darn tasty, you taste the enchilada. They gon' have hot sauce over mine. Eating spicy at the dishes like a new age voodoo child. Lighting fireworks with trick birthday candles. Frozen enchiladas are too cold to handle, but microwave them. They're too hot to hold, at least that's what I've been told. I don't think I want no nachos like a cheese, at ease. But I'll definitely have my guacamole, please. Cause I heard it's a great source of good fat. Enchilada a trois, and that's where it's at, huh? What you want? The whole enchilada? Who you think you are, Eric Estrada? Buenos dias with your big old entrada? Old school style, like the manicotta. Come on, what you want? The whole enchilada? Who you think you are, Eric Estrada? Buenos dias with that big old entrada. Old school style, like the manicotta. Come on. And don't forget that Armando Telemundo. What you gonna do, yo? Go with the flow. Armando Telemundo, what you gonna do, yo? Go with the flow. He got skills that can't be topped. Stacks and wood, boom, karate chop. Look at his hand, no splinters. Straight rock, no black speedo in the dead of winter. In addition to sweet cowboy boots, not afraid to eat quesadillas in his birthday suit. And all the ladies love his body. He likes to celebrate it with them and have a physical party, and it's so very sweet when Armando Telemundo dances to the funk beat. Oh yeah. And Armando Telemundo, what you gonna do, yo? Go with the flow. Armando Telemundo, what you gonna do, yo? Go with the flow. Do 100 push-ups on his fingertips, lick his lips, put off some skateboard tricks, and just for kicks, he'll pull a few sips of some tea joyfully while he's teen wolfing on top of my legacy. And I swear, I feel like Styles from Teen Wolf when he's up there. So, what you gonna do in the Y2K plus 36? We're gonna eat some chips and salsa from a wooden bowl made of balsa. Good God, I'm on the telemundo. What you gonna do, yo? Get, go with the flow. I'm on the telemundo. What you gonna do, yo? Get, go with the flow. I'm on the telemundo. What you gonna do, yo? Get, go with the flow. All right, that's I'm on the telemundo. And the whole enchilada. Thank you. Yeah, all right. With the enchilada prop.
That was great.
Thank you. Excellent dancing, ladies.
That was worth the $9.95 for that enchilada, I will say.
Very nice.
Hell yeah. It's now time to get into the Celebrity Corner.
Celebrity Corner, here we come.
Oh, yeah, here we come. And are you familiar with Ice-T?
The drink or the or the performer?
The performer.
Yes.
Well, he's been saying that he thinks that having a nemesis in rap is good for okay. Yeah, and I was wondering if you have a nemesis.
I don't believe I do.
You don't believe you do? Guadalajara Joe doesn't do that. Guadalajara Joe's all about peace and love.
Yeah, I don't need to. I'd rather make friends with people than be enemies. I'd rather hang out than be negative.
That's
no
cool,
need,
man.
No need for that.
Is your music very positive like that?
Yeah, I try to just keep it party, you know, party positive, party people action. A lot of peas.
Yeah,
you know, pizza, party poppers, party. Yeah, a lot of party.
I've been going to a lot of parties this summer, and here's the thing: when I go to these parties, they say, "Hey, it's now time for beer pong."
Oh,
and okay. the tables aren't filling up like they used to. Do you remember the time when you would say, "Hey, man, beer pong," and then like there'd be lines all across, you know, the street of just people wanting to go and do beer pong, and it's not as popular anymore.
I was riding my cruiser bike last Saturday in Playa del Rey, and I saw quite a few beer pongers actually. So I think it all migrated to Playa del Rey.
Is that where it's all at now?
I think that's where the action is. So if you want to get in some beer pong, I can show you the spots.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I might have to go with you. Although I was never really good at beer pong. I would try, but I would always miss. I would always go to the left. That was my thing.
Well, you just got to keep doing what you're not good at, and then you'll get good at it over time.
All right.
Right?
Yeah, evolution.
Evolution.
It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a fun fact. Here in LA, we spend a lot of time in traffic. As a matter of fact, I pulled up this fascinating study because I spend I want to say about an hour and a half, maybe even possibly 3 hours a day in traffic, just going to work. That's the thing here in LA. How much time do you spend going to work?
It takes me like 15 minutes to get to work.
I'm something jealous. Like very jealous of you.
I was riding my bike and now I take the metro and then bike. So I take the metro. That takes, actually it takes about 40 minutes now. Metro is 20 minutes and then 3 mile bike ride. So I try to do the bike thing.
Yeah.
Cruiser bike.
Save a lot of money on gas.
And it's fun.
Really? Do you do the helmet and everything like that?
No, but I like to go off jumps, like off the curbs and stuff.
I'm surprised you haven't shot a video of any of that.
Yeah, that's probably going to be the next treatment.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Maybe I can make a surprise pop-in
for
cameo.
For sure.
That'd be cool. Sure. Well, here's the study. If you spend 45 minutes each way stuck in traffic, commuting to work, it's equivalent to 15 days per year that you miss out. Isn't that amazing?
Right.
What would you do with all that extra time?
I would ride my bike.
Spend more time on your bike. I love it.
But you know, in one thing about being in the car by yourself, I always practice my songs by myself. Like, I'll plug in the beat and I just go through the stuff when I'm by myself. And that's what gets me to memorize my songs, like my new stuff.
Right.
Like, when I'm driving around, that's a great time for me to practice my songs. So I kind of like turn the traffic into a rehearsal. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's how I work it.
Can you tell me something about when you do unveil a new track? Is that still scary for you, or are you always positive that it's going to be a surefire thing?
Yeah, I'm pretty lately I've been pretty stoked because Darian's been making some sweet beats, and he like has stuff already made and he emails them to me, and we've been putting some songs together. We kind of made a little hiatus. Like, we put this, he sent me maybe what, 5 beats or something?
Yeah, there's
sent him 5 tracks recently that are all analog and kind of fat sounding but lo-fi at the same time. And
then I just
had a bunch of lyrics already written.
So I had lyrics already.
Got to go through them and select like which lyrics fit with which track. So it's kind of fun just like emailing each other shit and seeing what
totally,
works.
Totally.
How new are you to this project? Is this your first go round?
Yeah, maybe like a couple months ago, 6 months ago or something?
Yeah, we started playing together like 6 months ago.
Yeah, we started, when was our first show? At Cheetahs?
Cheetahs, the strip
club. At the club on Hollywood Boulevard.
You did a strip club?
It was
it's
it
really
twice,
fun there.
Actually.
That's a good spot. It's not in business right now, or they're on a hiatus, I think. Mm-hmm. And then we did Los Globos a couple weeks ago. What was that? In July 30th.
Yeah.
We did that. That was a lot of fun, too. We wore rollerblades the whole time.
It really seems that like you've kind of like rebooted the Guadalajara Joe franchise.
Well,
you know,
I like to jam, and I don't like to like schedule anything or organize my time, so it just worked out well that way.
Yeah, I'm kind of lazy about rehearsing like with other people or coordinating, but
our laziness is in queue.
Our laziness is in queue.
Yeah, we're all like wake up at like 3 o'clock on Sunday and be like, hey.
Right.
You want to do something in like 2 hours after I...
And then we're like, no.
Cereal
we're like,
hours.
How about we do it next weekend?
Yeah, and like we'll do it next weekend.
Our last show, we were going to rehearse all this time, and we didn't even rehearse, did we?
No. we were supposed to like an hour before the show.
Right.
And then we
didn't. Kept putting it off.
Yeah.
It's just like enchilada. You just go with the flow.
Yeah,
you just go with it.
You just go with it.
It works better that way.
It works good. So we made a new song. What was it originally called? The Shake That Rack.
Legio.
Legio.
Yeah.
And then we put a song together. And then we shot a music video for it. But then it didn't work out with the music and the video. So we made, it's now a horror short, a horror film. It's called Death Hike.
Yeah.
And it's going to come out soon. It's almost done.
We just took a bunch of girls and dressed them up in monster outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And
up at Runyon Canyon in Hollywood.
In the forest and found them.
You have to release that in October.
Yeah, I could. It's almost done, though. It's really, I'm pretty stoked on it.
I'm very stoked.
It's just pretty dope. But it was going to be a music video, but I was watching the footage to the song, and it just did not work at all. And I was like, eh. So I took another beat that he made, and we just made it into a short film, 2-minute film.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Death Hike. Google it.
Death Hike. Look for it. Well, it's not out yet. Just yet.
Yeah, it'll be out.
But it'll be out soon.
In 2012.
Okay, it's now time to see if you can guess who this week's Artist of the Week is. So I'm going to give you a few clues, and let's see if you can guess, okay? Okay, so this artist is born a hip-hop musician from Los Angeles. So there's your first clue. You know this person's from Los Angeles and is in hip-hop, okay? This artist could be recognized for his conversational style delivery of his verse and for having one of the deeper voices of the group. So you already know he's in a group. He has a deep voice.
Okay.
All right.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Dr. Dre.
No.
He's pretty deep.
I don't know. That's
so won. Let you deep. Or MC Ren? MC Ren.
No, not MC Ren.
Is he
okay.
Like a hip hop singer or a hip hop rapper?
He's both.
Okay.
Nate Dogg?
Is he from the 80s or what?
He's from the 90s.
From the 90s.
Okay.
Deep voiced.
Deep voiced. Okay, how about this?
Okay.
His music was included in the soundtrack for Tony Hawk's American Wasteland and The Youth in Revolt. And in the film soundtrack. I know you're a skater, so.
Wait, Tony Hawk, is that a video game or a video?
Video.
Shit, I haven't seen that video.
Okay, how about...
Is he a solo artist? Did he start with a group?
He was with a group, and then he became a solo artist. And here's your last clue. He had a cameo in Ludacris's Get Back video. Do you know? Do anyone else want to take a guess?
Exhibit?
No. I'll tell you what.
Wait. Let's think about it. He's from the 90s.
Yeah.
Deep voice. From Los Angeles. He's like mainstream or is he underground?
I think he's mainstream. His band was mainstream and then he went underground. I don't know if after that just...
Fat Lip?
You are correct.
Fat Lip?
Fat Lip.
Oh. I know Fat Lip. Derek.
You know him?
Yeah.
Have him come on the show immediately.
I didn't think his voice was that deep, but I guess now thinking about it, it is deep. Farside.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great.
He's the deepest voice.
He is deep. I met him at
a Guitar Center once before.
Oh yeah, you told me that.
That's pretty funny.
Cool.
So he was in American Way. What was the song? What's Up, Fat Lip?
Yeah. Okay. That was the song.
Sweet.
I didn't want to say the name because then
it's
like,
that gives it away.
Yeah, yeah. But congratulations, good job. Joey. Good job, man. I only gave you guys 1,000 hints. You know, I was just like, hey.
Right, what does his first name start with?
F. Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We got shout-outs next, and we find out the moral of the show right after we hear the song Barbie, all that coming up next right here on the End of the Shell show.
Oh, yeah.
Barbie, she's got a big booty. 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 Barbie, she's got the 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 big booty. Barbie, she's got a big booty, and that's where it's at. Barbie's got a big old booty and a big furry pussycat. Barbie, she's got a big booty, that's what I said. And in her walk, man, she listens to Right Said Fred. Huh. Barbie, she's got a big booty. Barbie, she's got the 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 big booty. And she's Barbie, and she's got a big booty, and it sure is neat. You can spank it, and you can thank it, and she can jiggle it to the beat. And she don't care what society says, she's gonna keep that booty big. She's just keeping it real, you dig? Barbie, she's got the big booty. 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 A Barbie, she's got the big booty. Barbie, she's got the big booty. All right, that's Barbie's got a big booty, you guys. Thank you.
And your dancers have big booties. I'm just saying.
Very nice. Very nice. Very good. Excellent.
It's now time for shout outs. Okay. And do you guys have any shout outs that you would like to give out?
Let's see. Do you guys want to give a shout out?
Just to anyone.
Say hey.
To anyone out there? To your friends or family?
Out in Paris or anything like that?
Hey, we're just like.
sorry. We're just dancing.
Okay, so, bonjour la France, it's Julie and Estelle, and we miss you.
Yeah, it's the same for me.
Same for you.
So I give a shout out to everyone in Hayward. Hey.
Hey.
Okay.
I want to give a shout out. Again, I want to thank the two lovely Paris girls. Thank you guys so much for stopping on by and entering the show. Very much appreciate it.
I also want to give a shout out to Cinnamon and Dixie. Two ladies I couldn't live without.
Oh, it sounds like stripper names.
They're my cats.
Okay.
Oh, your cats.
Yeah. You cat strippers, I love it. And thank you, Joey. Thank you for stopping by and sharing your beats. Really appreciate that. I want to give another shout out to Stitcher. Do you guys have smartphones? Do you have a smartphone, Guadalajara Joe? Yeah, do you have a smartphone? You don't? Okay, well, you need to step up your game and log on to Stitcher.com because we are streaming on smartphones. So anywhere you're at, you can download the entire Enter the Shell podcast network, which you can get a cornucopia of shows. We have a few other shows that we do that are available for download. Tell me, what do you think of the studio? Do you guys like it?
It's awesome. Had right? a lot of fun here.
You guys like the studio?
It was
Is this your first time ever being here at NoHo 2 Studio?
Yes, it is.
Right? It's mm-hmm. it's a cool place.
No, it's great. I love right? it. Well, very artistic.
Yeah, well, if you ever want to shoot a music video in here, you just want to come hang, you know, log on to NoHo2.com, speak with Mark Doty, and, you know, from there he can hook you up. I also want to give awesome. A shout out to Jose, who just ran away from me. No big thing. You know, Jose and Mark were very... instrumental in having you guys on because
awesome.
Like I said, every party that I would come, you know, here at NoHo 2, there would always be one of them running to the computer and playing Guadalajara Joe every day.
Awesome.
And until, like I said, who is this guy? And they're like, Guadalajara Joe. And I'm like, how do I get a hold of them? They're like, look on the internet. So I went on the internet.
Go on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Mark procured me your personal email. Mm-hmm. And from there, we were able to reach out and get into contact with you for this. So
yeah, we did some texting, too.
Some small texting. Yeah. But like I said.
Light texting.
But like I said.
Some lexting.
It wouldn't happen without, you know, fans like these guys, you know, reaching out and saying, hey, you know, there's some really cool stuff out there. And
cool. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing us out here.
And that's all it takes, people. If you know a really cool band or a cool artist, email me, turtle@entertheshell.com, and hopefully then we can have them on the show and we can, you know, have fun. Okay, it's now time to find out the moral of today's show. So let me start up the Demoralizer 3000, say a few magical words, and say the moral of today's show. Ice-T, Guadalajara, Garage Band, Hornsby's, Bling Bling, Rick James, Beer Pong, Traffic, Internet, Buckwild, Nemesis, and Speedos. That means it's done. If you can rip open up that envelope and read us the moral of today's show.
And the moral for this week is, when did we convert life to cartoon?
There it is. My guest has been Guadalajara Joe. Make sure to check him out on the interwebs. Just search for Guadalajara Joe. And if worse comes to worse, log on to NoHo2.com. And there in the show notes, I will have links to his YouTube so you can check out all of his videos, a link to his Facebook and to his MySpace. And then from there, you can meet him you can meet him accordingly. But most importantly, on the show notes, I am going to have the link so you can download for free Buckwild, as well as a link to his Bandcamp, which, by the way, I want to say, I checked out your Bandcamp and I noticed most of your material is for free.
Yeah, I think I try to make all of it for free.
Yeah.
If it's not for free, then maybe let me know and then I'll switch it.
Cool.
Because I made everything free and then they like switched something on me and then I had to go through stuff.
Yeah.
And then I also, on my videos, I want to take out all the ad stuff.
Right.
So I try to make it just easy and simple.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So there you can connect with Guadalajara Joe. And like I said, download his music. It makes for great party music if you're ever having like a kickback or whatever. Throw some Guadalajara Joe on as a favor to me and most importantly to liven things up at your parties. So my guest has been Guadalajara Joe. Thank you again for being a guest. Really
thank
appreciate
you,
it.
Turtle. All right. And thank you to our beautiful dancers again, Estelle and Julie, yeah. All the way from Paris, flying out here.
Yeah, that was major.
Darian on beats.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, Darian.
Thank you. Was I calling you Joey this entire time? I was probably like, I meant Darian. Anytime I said Joey.
Darian Shields.
just say Darian. Okay, we are going to leave you now with Physical Party.
Oh, you're such a hottie. I want your bate. How about we get together and have a physical pate? Oh, yeah, it's gonna feel so good. Good God, I'm gonna pop some wood. How about we explode together like I know that we should? Oh, you're such a hottie. I want that bate. Let's get together and have a physical pate. Oh, yeah, it's gonna feel so good. Good guy, I'm gonna pop some wood. About we explode together like I know that we should. What I'm talking about, nice butt, pretty smile. Sexy moves, let's hang for a while. Do things that feel correct, like sweet sweat in a private jet, huh? Chocolate sauce poured down your bra. I lick it clean, cause that's the law. First class, to cloud nine. Comfy winter seats, you're so damn fine. All the clothes that get ripped off, I rub those thighs, they're oh so soft. Soft, 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 suave. Oh, you're such a hot take. I want your bate. Let's get together and have a physical pate. Oh, yeah, gonna feel so good. Good God, I'm gonna pop some wood. About we explode together like I know that we should. You're such a hot take. I want that bate. Let's get together and have a physical pate. Oh yeah, gonna feel so good. Good guy, I'm gonna pop some wood. About we explode together like I know that we should. Let's see some dancing, girls.
Oh yeah.
All the way from Paris, France. We got Estelle and Julie. Yeah. Sexy girls moving all around. We got Darian on beats. Funky beats. Funky treats. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're such a hot take. I want that by take. Let's get together and have a physical pate. Oh yeah, gonna feel so good. Good guy, I'm gonna pop some wood. Thought we spoke together like I know that we should. Well, I know we should. Yeah, I know we should. Chocolate sauce poured down your bra. I lick it clean cause that's the law. First class, to cloud nine. Comfy winter seat, you're so darn fine. All the clothes that get ripped off, I rub those thighs, they're oh so soft. Soft, soft. Those thighs are oh so soft. Come on. All right, thank you so much. EnterTheShell.com. I'm Guadalajara Joe. We got the dancers. We got the beats. We got Turtle. All right. Thank you so much.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for another edition of the End of the Shell Show, and we are out of here. Later.